Welcome back to Nasty Girl Podcast, y'all. I'm your host, Hazel, and get ready for this nasty shit we about to talk about today. Welcome back to Nasty Girl Podcast, y'all. I'm your host, Hazel, and we are back for episode 19. Now, we're almost to 20, and that's like a huge little trademark, so honestly, I'm a little excited. Now, I'm gonna go ahead and jump into the shits, y'all, because, again, I always say this, your bitch ain't got, you know, all the money in the world, so of course, you know, I pay for studio time like everybody else, and so I'm gonna go ahead and jump right into the shits today. I'm going to go ahead and start with my weekly update for you guys, my weekly little life update. And everybody know I love me some Starbucks. If you follow me on social media, I always post about Starbucks. I always post about it. Now, I'm going to go ahead and show y'all this little cup right here. Right? Now, everybody knows that I love me a caramel frappuccino with extra caramel inside the cup. Now, turn around, kind of can see a little bit of extra caramel in there, right? Now, I always say extra caramel because I like a lot of caramel inside. I want it so much caramel you think it's disgusting. I'm going to throw up. I don't care. But if you're going to work at Starbucks, please, please put love into my drinks. Because I go to Starbucks for a specific kind of drinks. If I wanted to just get random coffee, I would go to McDonald's. If I wanted to get coffee that had no love in it, I would go to Mac fucking Donald's. Okay? I don't go to McDonald's and pay $1 or $2 for shit that they just brewed in a fucking goddamn pot that probably was brewed 2-3 hours ago. Okay? I don't go to McDonald's for bullshit. Okay? I go to Starbucks and I pay $5 to $6 for a fucking coffee. You better put some fucking love into my shit. I'm very highly upset, Starbucks, highly upset with the way that my drink came out because it doesn't have enough caramel in it. And, you know, the guy was nice, but the girl who made my drink, she seemed like she had an attitude. Like, I could see her in there. And the Starbucks that's right by my studio, y'all, I go there every once a week, right? But the Starbucks by my house, they know me. Like, they know me by name. I don't give a fuck what nobody says. I go to Starbucks every day before work. Every day. I work a corporate job. I go to work drinking Starbucks. You cannot play with me about my Starbucks. So, yes, they know me. They know what to do there. But I'm saying they put love into my drinks. If you don't want to put love into somebody who's paying $5-$6 for a fucking coffee. Because let's be honest, I'm paying $5-$6 for a fucking coffee. It's coffee. At the end of the day, it's just coffee. I mean, Starbucks is great, but I want you to put love into my coffee. If you're going to work there and you don't like your job, please go to McDonald's and be unhappy at McDonald's. People come and pay high-end prices for high-end quality and high-end customer service. And that means I want you to put love into my goddamn coffee. I care very strongly about my Starbucks. I don't care what no one says. I fucking love Starbucks. I fucking love Starbucks. I've been drinking Starbucks since I want to say I was like maybe 3 or 4. Because, honey, my mother loves Starbucks too. And she loves to get a caramel macchiato. And when I was a baby, she used to tell me all the time like, to order in my damn caramel macchiato my damn self. Now, nobody in the fucking comments talking about, oh my God, it's too young to get your child coffee. Honey, it was little fucking sips. It was little sips. Calm the fuck down. She didn't give me no whole fucking goddamn cup. Okay? Kids motherfucking repeat after their parents all the time. And honey, I knew what I wanted once I was able to drink coffee. I knew what the fuck I wanted. Caramel macchiato or caramel frappuccino. Simple as that. But I'm gonna go ahead and get into that shit. Done with that shit because what the fuck? Starbucks, I'm really upset. I am. I'm going to probably put in a complaint later. Be a Karen today. I really feel it in my soul. But by the title, y'all already know what we're talking about. Like, honestly. And I have to say this. Please understand when I talk about on my podcast, I talk about what I want, how I feel about things. And these are my personal opinions. Now, I may have personal experiences with some of these fetishes, and honey, I may have certain, you know, ideas about them, or I may feel some kind of way about them, but I don't judge at all. But however, I will go ahead and say that the golden shower fetish is the most interesting fetish to me. It is. I can't lie to you. I cannot lie to you, y'all. It is the most interesting fetish to me. Why? Because the act of pissing on another in a use of a sexual foreplay situation, which that is the definition of a golden shower, is so interesting because you can do it in so many different ways. You can do it in so many different ways. So many, right? Like, and we're not even going to talk about the person who really went viral for golden showers. We're not even going to talk about that, but y'all know who that person is. But a lot of men, basketball players, I'm going to throw y'all out there, like golden showers. Some men like to be demasculated because they have to be masculine in their careers. And men who have to be really, really masculine in their careers and have no room to be vulnerable or just not be masculine and have all this, I'm a man type shit going on, like to be demasculated sometimes. And I use basketball players for an example. I do know a couple basketball players that like to like golden showers from women because it's just a different form for them. Like, it's such a turn on for them to be demasculated because in their careers, they have to be masculine. In their careers, they have to be so masculine, they can't have no room for any error or anything else that doesn't scream masculinity, right? They have to scream masculinity 24/7, right? So, when there's a woman involved in their sex life, you find more men in huge masculine roles in their career that are more likely to be a subject of demasculation in the bedroom. Now, I don't mean demasculation in a disrespectful way. I don't mean in a disrespectful way at all. It just means that they are doing something that they're not used to. Something that they're not in control. Put it that way. They're not in control. They're more submissive in this situation. Okay? They're more submissive in this situation. Now, golden showers, pegging, and stuff like that goes all hand in hand with a man letting his guard down, which, again, I don't judge at all. Now, golden showers to me, would I let a man piss on me? I've never actually had it happen. I'm gonna go ahead and throw that out there. And mother, if you are listening, please close your ears. I've never had it actually happen. But would I let it happen? Maybe. I'm gonna throw it out there. Maybe. It has to be with the right person. It has to be with the right person. And I'm not gonna lie, I've been drunk. I've been really drunk. And I've told my man, hey, let's get in the shower. I want you to piss on me. But, you know, I was drunk. I ain't gonna lie. You know, I say some wild ass shit when I'm drunk. You think I'm a freak now? I'm sober now. I am fucking sober now. Imagine my fucking ass off of some Casamigos or even some motherfucking Grey Goose, because Grey Goose get me loose, honey. I love me some Grey Goose. Or even some Dose or some Hennessy. Imagine that. Imagine that. Now, I'm telling you, that's a freak hoe that come out right there. That's the freakiest bitch everybody has ever fucking met. That hoe ready for any goddamn thing. We ready to motherfucking pop it, lock it, squirt it open, all that shit, right? So, I can't lie. Would I let it happen? Maybe. Has to be with the right person. I've been with my man for almost 5 years and it has never happened. So, I don't know. But now me pissing on someone. Have I done that? Oh, honey, no. But will I? Yes. If you ask me to piss on you, I would surely do it. I want you to know it. If you ask me to kick you in your dick, I would gladly do it too. There's a lot of things that I would gladly do. And that is one of them. Pissing on you, that seems like something that honestly is something such a turn on. It's just so different. It's so exciting because you got to get, because I don't want to see myself just pissing. So I got to get myself ready to piss, right? I got to get myself up there. And ladies, y'all know what I'm talking about. Like, you know y'all already got to pee, but then damn, like, you be like, man, I don't want to pee here. Like, even to, like, a public bathroom, like, damn, I really want to pee, but I really got to pee. But I don't want to pee here. And it kind of, like, goes away for, like, a little bit. That. I feel like I'm going to have that issue. And I'm be like, man, come on. I want to pee on this nigga, but this is not my usual setting. So, I will get excited. I'm not going to lie. I will get excited. But my biggest fear is nothing coming out. Nothing coming out. That's my biggest fear of happening. Nothing coming out. But would I piss on a man? Yes. However, I'm going to go ahead and throw that out there now. I'm going to throw this out here now. I would never shit on nobody. I don't give a fuck how much you paid me. I don't give a fuck what you thought that you were going to buy, anything. I don't give a shit if you was offering $1 billion motherfucking dollars. Now, would I shit on my ex's fucking face? Just, you know, for the fun of it. Or no, I'm not even shit on my ex's face. But maybe throw my shit at my ex's face for $1 billion? Maybe. But would I willingly shit on a man's chest? No. Not the fuck at all. I'm going to throw that out there now. However, by definition, somewhere, somehow, by theory, conspiracy theories, or some people saying, some doctors saying, I have probably pissed on over maybe, I want to say maybe a good 20. Not even going to give me a number. No. I'm not even going to let y'all talk me into numbers. But I probably pissed on a good lot of people in my lifetime, per definition, or per conspiracy theory, or per whatever. And what y'all may be thinking I'm talking about is the hot topic of the week is, honestly, squirting. Now, a lot of people say that squirt has piss in it. Now, I've looked this up high and low. There's no way to prove that. Now, it could be, but there's no way to say that squirt is only piss. I'm not going to say that. It could be a little bit of piss in there, depending on who you are, whatever. But I'm not going to say that it's a straight piss. I'm not going to say that. Now, squirting, give y'all the definition, like I always do, is a orgasm in which a woman skeet gland expels a substance which just could become out at a faster pace, right? And this gland holds moisture. Now, when you squirt on someone, it comes out all different ways, depending on who you are. Some women can shoot that shit far as fuck. Me personally, my shit just comes out in heavy flows. So it doesn't squirt out far. It comes out. Don't get me wrong. It comes out, but it comes out in heavy flows. So it's a lot all at once. It's not like a steady, constant pace to push so far. I haven't got to that point of me making it squirt far. I'm trying to figure that out. I know a lot of women can have videos. I'm coaching how to do that kind of stuff. And honestly, I am not the woman to do that yet. I want to be, but it hasn't happened to me yet. So today on this episode, I wanted to talk about how to make your girlfriend or yourself, ladies, squirt. This has been a hot topic for a long, long time. Been a hot topic, right? Everybody wants to know, how do you squirt? What makes you squirt? How do you know you're about to squirt? What should you do to get ready to squirt? And baby, I'm about to help all of you ladies out and all you men that are trying to make y'all women squirt. Because I know plenty of men that love when bitches squirt on them. Not even squirt on them, just squirt in general. Now, I am not gonna go so far into depth to tell you men how to make a woman squirt with y'all dick. Because every woman is different. And again, every man is different, and every man's dick is a different size. So I'm going to go ahead and throw that out there. I can't particularly give you the way to make a woman squirt with your dick, but I can definitely give you some tips on how to make a woman squirt with your hands, with your fingers. The most common way. Let me go ahead and say that. The most common way. There are women that can squirt, such as myself, by dick. Yes. However, that's a lot to do with the woman as well, too. But again, we're going to go ahead and go with the basics today. The basics. So, I got a whole bunch of notes for you guys. I got everything written down today, honey. So, I got prepared for this. Because I was like, I want to help my ladies out. I want to help my ladies reach the point of climax that we all deserve. Because, like I said, men, y'all deserve to get good head, right? Y'all deserve to get great dick sucking from bitches. Bitches need to know how to get your dick to squirt that goddamn semen out far as fuck all over their goddamn face. Thick as shit all over, right? Give y'all the best nuts y'all ever had. Per head, right? So I'm about to show my ladies how they can get that best goddamn squirt, that best orgasm out of you guys too. Because it seems only fair. It seems only fucking fair. So I'm going to go ahead and name all four things that has to do with squirting. All four of these things has to do and contribute to squirting, okay? So you have the clitoris, the clit, right? You have the G-spot, you have the rectum, you have the bladder. All of these contribute to making a woman squirt. I promise you that. I promise. I'm going to go ahead and explain. Now, squirting may or may not have piss in it. I'm going to go ahead and say it again. It may or may not. Do not ask me. I'm not a professional. I'm not a doctor. Again, I looked it up. A lot of people said a lot of different things. A lot of different things were said. A whole lot of different things were said, okay? I don't know. But if it is, I have pissed on a lot of people. I'm so sorry. But hey, y'all niggas like that shit, okay? Now, however, the G-spot is also known as the Skene's gland. Now, if I'm pronouncing that wrong, I do apologize. But it's right up against the bladder. Now, y'all can all look up female anatomy, right? Y'all can look up on Google female anatomy. Please look it up, right? Now, the G-spot is right next to the bladder. Like, it's like the bladder is on top. They go to the G-spot on the bottom right there. Next thing you know, you got the vagina hole. And you got the rectum on the bottom. The rectum, you don't know what a rectum is? It's your anus, people. It's your anus. Okay? That's the medical term for your fucking anus. The inside of your anus is called a rectum. Okay? Just to go ahead and throw it out there for some people. Now, I'm going to go step by step. Please follow along. On how you make your woman come. Or how you make yourself come, ladies. Okay? Now, you can use one or two fingers. It does not matter, men. Okay? Men. Now, women, y'all know what y'all can take. Men, y'all can use one or two fingers. Please ask your woman, what does she prefer? If she doesn't want but one in there, please only put one in there. Don't you dare to jam damn two. Make sure your nails are fucking trimmed, you assholes. Hear me again when I say that. Make sure your nails are fucking trimmed. Don't even want to feel all that goddamn scraping inside their fucking vagina. Goddamn, go get a manicure. Jesus, fuck. Next, you're going to put both of those fingers. I'm sorry, I got hair in my eye for some reason. Like, I'm trying to move all this hair on my eyes. So, y'all going to put both fingers in, right? Or one finger, it doesn't matter. You're going to put it in. You're going to stick it in, maybe by, I want to say, a good 2 inches, right? 2-3 inches. I'm gonna give it a range. Every woman's different. Give you a range, right? If you're watching via video, y'all will see me showing the right direction on how to do it, right? So I got my two fingers, right? You're gonna put them in, and you want them facing up. You want your two fingers facing up, okay? Not down towards the anus. You want it facing up towards you or her, facing up. So when you put your fingers in, you're going to feel, once you probably got both fingers all the way in, depending on how long your fingers are, probably about 2-3 inches, right? and maybe even four inches maybe at the most. And you're going to feel, when you press up, you're going to feel a button. All right? I want you to press that fucking button. I want you to press. Don't press it too hard. But put a little pressure. Put a little pressure starting off. Put a little pressure. You're going to feel that button. It's going to feel like a ball, but it's really a button. Okay? You're going to feel that gland. Now, you're going to put your fingers upwards, right? While you press it, you're going to press it upwards. Onto that ball, right? Onto that nice little G-spot gland. I want you to press on it, okay? Then, what I want you to do, slowly but surely. Y'all know that little come hither unto me? I want you to do that with your fingers. I want you to put that like that. Now, y'all can do it with these. Now, some people do it with their two fingers like this and stuff like that. Now, there's different ways to do it, but doesn't say you're doing these two fingers. Yeah, index and middle finger. Doesn't matter. So do that, you know. Come hither to me up against that ball. Do it slowly but surely. Add a little pressure to it and just keep doing it. Now, she's going to tell you whether to speed up or slow down. Okay? Listen, ask your partner, communicate. It's nothing wrong with talking through sex. There's nothing wrong with it. Ladies, if y'all by yourselves, go ahead. You know how to do. You know how to, you know, what you can handle, what you can't handle. If you need to slow down, you can slow down. You want to speed up, you can speed up. Okay? Just mind you, this is a buildup. Just like men. Every man I've ever talked to about how it feels to come out of their dick, how it feels to actually nut, they say it's a buildup. So when I say buildup, I mean, I want you to understand that this is a buildup, ladies. Y'all gonna feel it build up until it finally exhales. I'm gonna use the word exhale. So what I want you to do next is, remember, the G-spot is very sensitive, men. I want you to move around in a circular motion. Do that circular motion, but remember, keep your finger on that button. Do not remove your finger from that button. Move in a circular motion. Do the come hither to me. And just keep doing it. Keep pressing. And just keep moving. Doing all three things, right? You know, get a nice little rhythm going, okay? Remember, she's going to tell you if she is feeling overwhelmed. If she feels that, you know, you're doing it too hard. You're doing it too fast. Whatever. Now, next thing you're going to do, and this is when the buildup is getting there, right? This is when the buildup is actually like, yes, we're getting there right now. I want you, men, to put your hand over her area, on the top of her coochie, right? On that top area, underneath her stomach, put your hand right there, or even on her stomach just a little bit. And press down. Now, this is where the rectum comes in at. And this is my favorite part. Now, the rectum is kind of, I'm not going to say it's sturdy, but the skin in between the rectum and your vagina really doesn't really correlate. It doesn't squish each other, right? So, after so much pressure being put on your rectum, it doesn't move anymore. It only allows it to go down but so much. You can't squish your own rectum. I mean, you can, but you need a lot more force to do as such. So, men, add a little extra pressure while you still have your finger inside, right? If you're watching via video, again, I'm doing it right here. Make sure you check out my YouTube videos. So make sure you add in with the finger, got that come hither, add that little pressure in. Now, the bladder is now being pressed up against your G-spot, ladies, when a man is doing this. You're going to start feeling a little extra sensations. Now, this is going to cause you to orgasm, but it's not going to be the main orgasm. We want to lead up to the main orgasm. Now, you're going to have a little catching of breath. If y'all know what an orgasm is, y'all know y'all can't breathe sometimes, you know? It kind of affects your breathing, sends shocks all through your body, and, you know, you got to catch your breath a little bit. Don't worry. It's normal. Okay, it's not the main event yet. Okay, this is just the pre-show. How men got pre-cum, This is just the pre-show, okay? That's just the pre-show. We're getting to the main event, all right? We're getting to the encore, baby. We're gonna get to it. Now, you're going to keep your hand there, man. Keep your hand there. Press down just a little bit harder. Just a little bit harder. And keep that motion going. I want you to speed up that motion with your fingers, right? Speed that motion. That come hither to me, hon. Come hither to me. You're going to feel something, ladies. You're going to feel the feeling to use the bathroom. You know what I mean? Use the bathroom. You're going to feel that feeling to piss. That is a good feeling. Why? Because that gland is starting to vibrate. It's starting to vibrate. It's starting to fill up. It's starting to fill up. And when it's filling up, it's pushing against your bladder. Mind you, your bladder's right next to your G-spot. So your bladder is being pressed against also on top of your man's or your own hand, pressing on your area. And your bladder's already up against that gland. So once that gland starts to vibrate, it starts to send little shocks through your bladder, which is going to cause that feeling of having to pee, but you really don't have to pee. You're about to come, because that gland is starting to get bigger. It's starting to fill up. Same thing like with men, how their balls start to fill up and get ready. It starts to build up and starts coming through their little veins or whatever that part is called, where, you know, from the balls to the penis, that little vein that they shoot out of, it's like that. This is building up. So when you feel that need to piss, you want to let him know, like, I want you to speed up and don't stop. You want him to speed up at this point, because the faster he goes, the more it vibrates, the faster it's about to come, right? Now, ladies, you're going to feel that same feeling that y'all get every single fucking morning. And I mean it. It's every single fucking morning when y'all are pissing. And that fucking morning piss is the best piss y'all ever fucking took. And y'all whole entire soul is leaving your fucking body. Because, man, that morning piss is the best piss ever. I promise you it is. So you're going to feel that, right? When you start to feel that, and you're not actually, you don't feel nothing coming out yet. But when you feel that exhale of your soul is about to leave your body, you want either him to pull out and move, stand clear, or you can have him start playing with your coochie, start playing with your clit, which will also enhance that final encore, right? That main event. Now, if you want them to keep going, you can definitely do that. And I want you men, if y'all do decide to keep going, I want y'all to keep that come hither to me, right? And press in. When she says that she feels like it's about to come, press in as hard as you can. Not as hard as you can. Let me not say that, as hard as you can. But give a little extra pressure to that button. Just press in. And I promise you, she will squirt immediately. She will squirt immediately. Immediately. Stand clear, man. If you don't want to be squirting on your face, now, honey, I love to squirt on a man's face. It's the best part of sex. But if you don't want to be squirting on your face, stand fucking clear, sir. But I promise you, she about to come. Now, every woman squirts differently. Like I said, my shit does not shoot thousands and thousands of fucking feet like some bitches. I can't make my shit do that. Now, every woman is not a porn star, man. Let me go ahead and throw that out there, too. Not every woman is a fucking porn star. We do our motherfucking best to do what y'all feel like y'all want from us, right? But not everyone's a porn star. We can't shoot as far as every other motherfucking bitch, but I promise you, you're going to see some shit. And which way we doing this, if y'all are on y'all knees and y'all have a nigga doing this to you and he fingering you, I promise you, his whole entire arm is going to be drenched wet. All that shit is going to come out. And it comes out so fast, too. And it's not even like, it doesn't have a smell to it. So I don't know if it has piss in it. I'm not going to lie to you guys. But I want you guys to honestly try that. Squirting is really nice. It helps with stress. It helps with headaches. It helps with everyday fucking life. Try that shit, honestly. Because that shit right there literally helps me so much sometimes. And I be so stressed out. But honey, when I get that good nut, baby, it's the best thing ever. Ever. So go ahead and remember that, ladies. And men, go ahead and try it. If y'all need some extra pointers, definitely hit me up on my Instagram, guys. I'm always here to help you all. Again, I'm not a medical doctor. I'm not licensed as a sexologist at all. At the end of the day, I just know what people like. I just know what women like. I know what men like. And that for a long time, sex has been mostly what I know. Like, I know how to please people. I've learned so much, and I find sex to be so interesting. And squirting is just another form of the art, I promise, okay? So this concludes the end of this episode, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. Everyone who is on YouTube, thank you guys so much for watching my videos. Like, honestly, y'all don't even have to watch, but the fact that y'all choose to watch me is so amazing. Thank you guys so much. Like, I really appreciate that. And everybody who's listening via audio, oh my God, please, thank you so much for rating me on Apple Podcasts. Y'all are so great for that. And honestly, make sure y'all refer me to y'all friends, y'all. Again, I'm almost at episode 20. We've been doing this since, what, May? Like, we've been doing this for a long time, 20 weeks. 20 weeks of us doing this. Like, that is a long period of time. And I don't want to stop. I love what I do, and I love that we do this together. Okay? Make sure y'all follow me on all social medias. Everything will be down in the links below. Make sure y'all definitely, if y'all are watching via audio, I'm sorry, if y'all listening via audio, y'all rate me on wherever y'all are listening at. And also, guys, please refer me to y'all friends and subscribe to my YouTube channel. I've just hit 240 subscribers, so I'm so grateful for that. Again, I love you guys so much, and I'll see you nasty motherfuckers next episode. Bye!